these bodies. It's in place near Halfaya. The name of the area is Shir, small village near Halfaya. The whole family were killed in this massacre. Their family name is Al-Wazza. There is some young people, young men from Halfaya, they were killed in this massacre too.
We heard 18 people have been killed. Is that your understanding?
Yes.
Have you seen?
That's what we published. We had just published it.
Did you see the bodies yourself?
No, but I have a friend. His name is Mu'tasim from Al-Shir. Actually, he was one of the people who found it, and he talked to me, and I sent it to the media.
Can you describe to me how the bodies were discovered?
Yes, the bodies were thrown in a farm near a farm, in the ground, and they were killed in the cold blood, in execution way. There is no any clashes there or fight in this particular area. There is only some security forces. They put some checkpoints near there sometimes. So we think that these poor people wanted to come through this checkpoint, and they were executed in cold blood.
How do you know they were executed?
Because each one have a bullet, you know, and it's like the way that they were not running, or the bodies were close to each other, and you know, the way the whole scene making the clue that they were executed. I called them up.
Were their hands bound?
No. You mean that they have cuffs in their
yes,
hands?
Yes.
No.
Who do you suspect did this?
But we suspect that the checkpoint did this, because there is nobody have an interest to kill them.
Why do you think they were targeted?
Any incidents like this, they try to scare the people through it, you know, that so the people would be more afraid of the security forces, and to make the movement of the people less, so the people only get on their homes and don't come out of it. That's the reason.
Are you yourself still based in Hama?
Yes.
And in the city itself?
No, I'm not in the city now. I'm near Hama in the rural areas.
Do you know what's happened in the city today? Have there been big demonstrations?
In Hama, usually the big demonstrations came through the night, because the checkpoints wouldn't have clear outside to shoot them or the snipers would be less possibility of getting shot. So in Hama, the huge demonstrations in the neighborhoods, usually and at the night, at the evening.
So it's not really possible to have demonstrations in the day in the city anymore.
There is in Al Hamidiyah there was a demonstration. Al Qusur, they put some snipers and shoot at to shoot at people. At Bab al Qibli, they attacked the mosques and surrounded it to make the demonstration limited in number of people. That's actually this scenario is happening through the several weeks, the several Fridays, the several past Fridays. In the evening, it will be a big demonstration, I think, as usual.
Lots of the media attention has been down the road in Homs, in the Babar Amro area. How does the kind of the crackdown in Hama compare to what's happening in Homs?
Actually, this is the same what's happening in Babar Amro. Continuing to happen in other areas, in Idlib, in Hama, in Bab al-Amr. But Bab al-Amr, the media is concentrating Bab al-Amr because there is a bomb shooting on this by tanks and by heavy weapons. In Hama, we had something like that, but not continuously like Bab al-Amr.
Yeah. What do you think is going to happen over the next few days?
Well, I think I don't know what will happen, but what we discovered through the past the last few days that the Free Army he could protect and free more lands because he had Homs in control, rural areas in Idlib, and many cities and towns in Hama, and the rural area in near Hama, in Reef Dimashq, in Zabadani, even the humble that they don't have really a sufficient weapons and sufficient support, they could do all these things by themselves. I think if the international community supported the Free Army with their weapon, with equipment, I think they will be able to free Syria.
Do you think there will be any reprisal attacks for the execution of these 18 people today?
Pardon, I didn't understand. I didn't hear.
Will there be a reprisal attack for the executions today?
Do you mean like revenge attack or something?
Yes, yes.
No, I don't think so, because in Kafr al-Tun yesterday, they executed a whole family, a father and six of his children and his wife. We don't see many of these things. It could happen, but I think the people are conscious that this we are fighting the regime, and the regime are doing this in purpose to let the Syrian people fight with each other, taking revenge with each other and forget him, and forget the fight with the regime.
Okay, Anwar. Thanks very much. Take care.
Okay, thank you. Bye.